To me, farm succession is a dirty word. I married into a farming family when I was very young. Now, 30 plus years later, we still do not know where we're going. So I think farm succession is something that it makes me quiver when I think of it. To me, it's just all it means is arguments, squabbles, bitterness, resentment. Because every time it comes up in a conversation, there's always so much negativity about it. My in-laws, I don't think they even know that there is such a thing because they're in their 80s now and not in good health.
Has there ever been any agreement about what will happen in the future?
So it's been discussed over the table many a time, but as I said, it just ends up in arguments. There is no plan in place. So at this stage of life, we have no idea what the overall succession plan will be. We have no money. We don't own a house in town or anything. The house that we live on the property belongs to the farm. The car that we drive belongs to the farm. We do not know where we're going, and we cannot plan our retirement because we don't know what to base our retirement on.
When you first came to live on the farm and were first married to your husband, what was the expectation the future would be like then?
Well, as I said, when I first got married, I was young, and I had this, because I did also come from a family farm, but I had this great expectation of farming together with his parents, of course, but I wanted to be hands-on and I wanted to be part of farming life. But my in-laws certainly told me that that was never going to happen. So in the end, I stopped arguing with them and I just backed off. So when my husband went to work, he went to work and I just spent my time when the kids came along, just spent my time doing volunteer work and everything just to keep myself busy because I was never allowed to be involved with any of the planning, any of the bookkeeping, nothing. I was just as I said, I was a total dill. That's a daughter-in-law. And I'm sure my mother-in-law thought that's exactly what I was. And so all these years later, I still run under the same rules because I just gave up.
How has this affected you emotionally?
Emotionally, I am a wreck. And I feel so guilty that I'd never helped my boys get back on the farm because in the end, I just gave up. I couldn't fight. And now I still just can't fight anymore. I've just run out of the energy and the caring to fight anymore. I would just like to win like one Powerball and I'm out of here, really.
Tell me about how it's affected your family and your children.
Both my boys both work off farm. They've got good jobs, but underneath they really and truly want to come back on the farm. So it's affected them really, really emotionally. And with me, if my husband and I ever argue, it will be over farm matters. It's something that when I wake up in the morning, I think about, and when I go to bed at night, I still think about what is going to become of us. Now we're like nearly pension age, and I can't even think of that beautiful beach house I'm going to have, or I can't think of, yes, I'm going to buy the grandkids a car when they're 17 or something, because we are, as I said, my husband lives on the, we live on the basic wage, and we are just like poor people. I mean, I love my husband very, very much. But in some ways I don't respect him because he never really fought for what we wanted.
With all the hurt and the anguish, why have you stayed?
Well, that's a good question. Sometimes I actually, now, as I'm older, I actually stop and I think, why didn't I go when I had the opportunities? But I think it was just, well, my husband was just always so adamant that everything would work out. And then, like, I had the kids. And, you know, where do you go when you got nowhere else to go? Two kids and nowhere to go. As the boys got older, all they ever wanted to do was go farming. And I thought, well, I can't run away now because if I run away now, that's going to jeopardise their chance of becoming farmers. So I just hung in there, hoping and hoping and hoping that one morning we'd wake up and it would all be right. But it's not happened yet.
What do you think that your husband anticipates will happen?
He has actually brainwashed himself into believing exactly that. One morning we're going to wake up and it's all going to be his. He has no idea how. He has no idea when. He doesn't know what our future will be, but he is just so adamant that he's not going to leave that farm. And if he leaves, the farm will probably go on the market and his siblings will end up with the proceeds of the farm, and we'll end up living under the bridge on the Dole. So no, he's not going to leave. And so if I left, he'd never come with me. And if he did come with me, it would be a problem between us forever. He would never forgive me.
Do you think that there is still a chance that everything will work out okay?
No, I'm over that dream. I used to say there was a light at the end of the tunnel, but I'm sorry, somebody's just turned the light out.
If you had your time again, what would you have done differently?
I wouldn't get married so young to start with, but apart from that, yeah, I think I would ask more questions and not just let everything roll along. Like, have a say. Say what you feel, even if it just did cause a bit of a family squabble or something. But just make sure that what you are feeling is actually there. Don't just go by the rules. Sometimes, yeah, just stop and think, is this really what I want? And if it's not, tell somebody before it gets too late.
What is it that you would really like? What would be an ideal situation for you?
If we could start right now, my ideal, absolutely ideal situation would be for my husband and I to move off the property into the township, and for both my boys to take over the farm and the grandkids to go to school at the little local school, and everybody would be, well, we would hope everybody would be happy. Yeah, that's all I want, is my boys back on the farm and my husband and I just to live a nice, peaceful life without any stress, without any resentment and no negativity. But that is a very, very hard ask, and I don't think it's ever going to happen.